Hey everyone, thank you so much for all of the support. And I wanted to take a moment to just tell you how much I appreciate everyone who's sending us messages, just getting all the kind messages of how much this show is actually helping you and all the value that you are getting from it. It truly is why we do what we do. But I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you. Also, just wanted to say, if you don't have a LinkedIn, you're definitely going to need one. So make sure you make a LinkedIn, because that's going to be like your online resume and you're going to have to utilize it to break into medical device sales. So if you don't have one, go make one. Give us a follow or connect with us at Jacob McLaughlin or New to Medical Device Sales. Always enjoy connecting with you all. See if I can help in any way. A lot of them will reach out and say, hey, I've seen a lot of your old episodes. Just so you guys know, we have over almost 200 episodes at this point. So just make sure to do your research. Always happy to get on calls with you all, but just want to make sure that it's not just one or two episodes in and then you guys are reaching out. So always enjoy helping people break into med device sales. If you guys are very serious, as of right now, our average person is breaking in 8.2 weeks. At around $94,478 on average, and it is so much fun. And if you guys are really serious about breaking into medical device sales, you can go and click the link below. We do have a course that does help you, but again, let me just make this very clear. It is an investment. It is going to be something that our average person gets a 14x ROI return on investment in the first about 2 months, 8.2 weeks. But just remember, we don't just take anybody. We're not just taking anybody who's like, yeah, I want to do it. We are only taking really serious people, because the three things we're looking for are people who are hardworking, the people that are coachable, and the people that are committed. Because as you can imagine, being a personal trainer when I was, everybody told me they'd work out with me and most didn't. Just like everybody will listen to our podcast and all of this and they'll be like, I'm going to do it. And then they don't, right? And so we only work with very committed people. Hence how we get people hired so quickly is because there's no guessing. They have burned the boats. They are all in. They trust us, and we are going to help them get their goals. I wanted to make today's episode. I'm really excited to share it to you all. But if you haven't, please press that like and subscribe button. If you can share this with somebody or do a 5-star review, it really helps us grow this channel. And let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to New Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin. And if you guys are watching the video version you are seeing, I am in a sweater because I just did a cold plunge and I have not stopped shivering. My camera guy was like, you need to put a sweater on because you just keep shivering and chattering your teeth. So here we are, trying not to be shivering uncontrollably during this episode. But I wanted to make an episode that's going to be extremely helpful for you all, because I always do this when I'm getting reached out by a lot of people. What's the common things I'm seeing this week, this month, that can hopefully be helpful for you all? And so today I made an episode called 5 Common Interview Mistakes I See in Medical Device Sales. And so what I'm going to be going over is, I see so many common mistakes that happen over and over and over again. And then people are like, Jacob, I don't know why I'm not breaking into medical device sales, or why I can't get an interview, or why I can't get past the first or second round interview. And I wanted to shed some light on what I'm seeing, the advice I can give you all, so hopefully you can just have that success. So number one, the most common mistake that I see in people who are just trying to break into medical device sales, whether they just found out about it or they've been going in for a while, is they think it's a normal interview process. And this is the most common thing that I have a conversation with many people trying to break in, is they're like, I don't know why it's not happening. And I'm like, well, I do, because you're acting like it's just one or two interviews and you get a job. And that's nothing like this interview process. The joke I always have, especially like with nurses, we talk to a lot of nurses. We have a lot of nurses come through our program. The joke that we always have with them is, hey, as long as you have your certification, you have your license, and you have a heartbeat, you're probably going to get a job. And they always laugh and they're like, well, yeah, like we just go interview and they're like, hey, when does it work for you? And they get a job at a hospital. And that is the farthest from what happens in med device sales, because on average, we see about 500 people applying for these jobs. And just remember, you guys, when you're going up for an interview in medical device sales, on average, we're seeing around 500 people applying for a position. But also, you have to remember that getting in the industry, the average rep makes around $177,000 a year. So again, that's not starting out. So just make sure you all know that that's not first year. Don't expect to be coming in with no experience and be like, oh, I'm making almost 200,000. You have to work up to it. But by just getting in this industry and being in it for several years, on average, you will be making close upwards of 170 plus $1,000 a year, which is going to put you in the top 10% of Americans. So you have to stop thinking that this is any other job that you were going for that was going to pay you $50,000, $70,000. It's not the same interview process. And what I can sit here and tell you is the most common conversation I have is when people are like, they're looking at our course, right? And they're like, oh, I'm interested, especially the college students. They'll be like, oh, I'm interested, but my mom and dad think, and I can just sit here and tell you, Everybody that I talk to, it seems like over the age of 30, they think if you have an online something, you're a scammer. So that's always the conversation. Like they'll talk to about our course and they'll be like, oh, if you're over the age of like 35, like the parents I'm talking to, they'll be like, oh, if he's online, it must be a scam, right? And it's just because they don't even know how to work Instagram. Good God. So that's who we're dealing with on telling us why it doesn't work. But the reason I'm saying that to you guys is, again, I talk to those parents and those are the same parents who are just telling their kids, just go get a recruiter. And I'm like, that's great. I'll see you all in 6 months when it still hasn't worked for you. Because if you don't understand the process, and again, I say this in the most respectful way, if your parents have never made $200,000, how are they supposed to know what med device sales is? If they've never been in that high end kind of career where it's not just applying to make 50, 60, 100,000, which again, there's nothing wrong with, but if they've never been in a division or a company or an actual industry like that, they don't understand what it truly takes. Because what I always hear just from a normal person will be like, hey, Jacob, they just told me just to go apply. And I'm like, great, go apply. And I'll talk to you in 6 months. Because if you don't understand the actual process, and let me just make this very clear, okay, just go apply. Why would they choose you when you don't have sales experience, you don't have clinical experience, and you're under the age of 25? You are 0 for 3 what they're looking for. Okay, you can't explain that. So you don't know why you'd even get hired. If you don't even know, how are they supposed to know why they would hire you? Then number two, the next thing I hear is, oh, I'm just going to use a recruiter. Let me go back to what we just had the conversation. A recruiter, let's just make this very clear for everyone, gets paid by placing people. So they are only going to work with people that actually have the best chance at getting placed. Because if you don't have sales experience, if you don't have clinical experience, and you're like 22, 23, and you don't have any, why would the recruiter who's going to get paid off this placement go try to help you when you don't hit any of the qualifications that they're looking for, when they can go get someone from ADP, B2B, sales, like enterprise, any of those, which they ask for, maybe it's like 27, 28. And again, let me just make this really clear. There's no age discrimination. It's just, I can sit here and tell you from experience, usually the people that we deal with under the age of 25, even sometimes 30, they don't handle things as controlled and as mature as someone who's actually paid taxes, has actually had a loss. Now, I'm not saying that if you're young, you haven't gone through hard things, but what I can sit here and tell you from coaching a lot of people, we will deal with a lot of human beings who they haven't paid taxes. They haven't had like real struggle in their life. And so then they make like, they think very emotionally instead of thinking very critically in an interview process. And so just want you to all understand that as you're going through, that's not a slam on any younger people, because we've had a couple people come in here that are under the age of 21 that are absolute guns and more mature than 40-year-olds that I've met. But the reason I'm just saying that on average is, again, think about from a recruiting standpoint. If they're going to be placing you, why are you going to get hired? And if you're not hitting the requirements that they need, that's how they get paid. So why would they be putting you up when they can go get someone who actually hits the requirements that they say on there and then go work with them, right? So that's what you have to think of. So I just want you guys to think about that every time your parent or someone just says, yeah, just go get a recruiter. If you have no sales experience, no clinical experience, and you are like just those two, let me take the age out of it. Just those two. Why is a recruiter going to use you? Because you're 0 for 2 for what they're looking for, and they only get paid if you get placed. So just something to think about is this isn't just a regular interview process. Number two, what I see for 5 common interview mistakes, not doing research. Again, going back to, this is not a regular interview process. This is not just like, hey, I'm going to get on a phone and sounds like it could be a cool opportunity. Like the amount of people who reach out to me, like even for my own company that I work for right now with Innovus, they'll reach out to me and they're like, yeah, can you tell me about Innovus? What do you do? And I'm like, okay, so you reached out to me asking about what I'm doing and you didn't take the 2 seconds to go onto Innovus's site, which they tell you literally what they do and they have videos all about it. And so instead of like, for example, let me just show you how it would work is you go do that. And then you say, hey, I saw that at Innovus, you guys do A, B, and C. Can you tell me more about that? Now I know you did your research. But what I usually get is somebody who's like, yeah, so what is that? What do you even do? Well, like, and that's what I can just sit here and tell you. Again, never taking it personal to me. I don't care about like you guys calling me and saying that. It's think about when you guys do that to another rep. When you call someone and you don't know what they're selling, you don't know the company they're at. It's just thinking that it's a very nonchalant. Again, you guys have to remember this is a very professional setting that you're coming into. You guys are trying to be in a very professional industry in sales. One of the most prestigious with when you're talking about surgeons and like you're selling a product that literally is going to go in a human body on a lot of times. And so just understand that You guys have to know what you're doing. And by saying bro, saying man, saying dude, saying dog, whatever it is, that's not professional. You have to make sure you're doing your research. So they are actually impressed by getting on a phone call with you. And that's what I want you guys to think about as you go through this process, is you have to come prepared. When you're getting on a call, you're not going to always understand it. Like, for example, if you're getting on a first call and you've never been on a certain company, you're not going to know all these things. But when you're going through the interview process and you've actually been told you're in a second or third round interview, and you can't tell me who the company's competitors are, you can't tell me the mission statement, you can't tell me the products that they sell, how are you prepared? Because it goes back to everything we talk about of when the company says, why us? It goes back to, because you're the only one who's looking at me. Well, that doesn't make them feel very special. And that doesn't make it really show why they should even hire you. Always bringing it back to dating is that's the equivalent of being like out on a date with somebody and be like, so what made you want to go out on this date with me? And they're like, you're the only one who said yes. Well, that doesn't make you feel very special, right? So you have to understand it. You have to be actually running towards something. I always tell people, you can't be running away from something. You have to run towards something. Why are you running towards that company? If you're in an interview process, why are you with that company? Because there's a lot of companies. Why do you want to even be in that process? And you should be knowing the research. You should be doing the research. You should be connecting with people. So you actually understand, instead of what most people, and the mistakes I'm seeing, is people like, yeah, I have a process, or I have an interview process that I'm starting. I'm just getting on a call. And I'm like, oh, great. Who's it with? And they'll tell me the company and I'll be like, oh, great. So who's the competitor? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, great. What are the products that they're selling? Oh, I don't know. Okay. So how do you know you want to sell it? Well, they're just giving me an interview. And I'm like, and this is why you're a lose. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I hope it just happens, right? You guys have to do your research. Going into number three, communication with the team members. So I say this to our people in our course all the time. Most individuals are going to just be reaching out and be like, I want to do med device sales. And then they're just going to reach out to other reps that aren't even for the company. And they're just be like, oh, have you ever heard of this company? And I'm like, yeah, I have. Oh, do you know this division? And I'm like, well, I've never worked it. Well, can you tell me about it? I'm like, I can't, because I've never worked it. So why don't you just actually go call the people that are in that division and talk to them? And then they can tell you everything about the division. They're like, oh, wow, that's a good idea. And I'm like, crazy. I know, right? So the reason I'm giving you some sarcasm there is, if you are interviewing for a company, why not reach out to people at that company and then ask them about their experience and ask them about some of the things that everyone's like, oh, how do you find out, you know, who the competition is? Pretty sure if you get on a call with somebody that works at that company, they'll probably know who that competition is. Right. And so just being able to get on calls with team members, because what you guys miss on this, and I hear this all the time, is like, oh, no, I'll be like, hey, did you talk to someone on the team? And they're like, no, I'm just going through the interview process. Let me just sit here and tell you. It goes back to how we teach people on how to continue to influence people when you're in the industry. Right. I don't just go up to a surgeon and just like hopefully talk to a surgeon once and it happens. Right. I'm going to be talking to people that influence the surgeons. Right. You have scrub techs, you have nurses, you have maybe the surgery schedule, you have people in the staff. Right. There's going to be other people that are going to give their input to that surgeon. Well, no different than team members. Guess what? Team members are going to give their input to regional sales managers. So if a regional manager is like, hey guys, have you talked to this person? And like, there's three candidates and they've talked to two and you're the third one who they didn't talk to. Well, you're probably not going to move on, because they actually have a say on these ones. And they're like, yeah, I like these two people. And then guess what? Those people get moved on. So again, it's why you need to be connecting with the team members, because the team members are actually going to be helping you through the process for understanding. And you'll be able to get questions from them from just like, for example, understanding what the competition is, what's the landscape, market share, all that stuff. You can then formulate questions from that to ask really good qualified questions to your RMs while you're going through the process. And they're going to be like, wow, this person has really done their research. And they might even ask you, how did you figure this out? This is another way for you guys to stand out. So making sure that you guys are communicating with team members. Now, number four, this is a massive one. It is why at the beginning of the show, we talked about people we look for are fully committed, because I can sit here and tell you number four of why the common mistakes I see is not being fully committed. One of the most common mistakes that I continue to get a call about every single week, and it is absolutely without a doubt happens every single week, is, Jacob, I am all in. I want to do med device sales. This is what I know I want to do as a career and all this stuff. And I'm like, great. What have you done to prepare for it? I shot one LinkedIn message. Great. what else you do? That's it. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, oh, I listened to your show. And I'm like, do I ever just say, just do one message and call it good? No, it's like continuing to go. The reason I'm saying that is because I've used this probably 10 times in the last 2 weeks. And every single time I've said it, these people are like, oh my gosh, that's a great point, right? And so let me hit you with it. How I know you're not fully committed. Because most of the people will be like, oh, Jacob, I've been through an interview or two interviews or whatever, and I haven't got the job. And I'm like, great, how are you preparing? They're like, oh, I'm doing a lot. And I'm like, great, are you preparing like it's a job that's going to pay you $400,000? And every single time I say that, they pause for about 5 seconds and don't say anything. And I'm like, because I can almost guarantee you that's a no. I can guarantee you that if I said, hey, this job is worth $400,000, but guess what? You might be applying and it's only worth 55, 65, 75, but you're treating it like it's an actual $400,000 job. Guess what I can promise you do? 10 times the amount of work. Guess what I can promise you? You probably go through the interview process way farther. Every single time I've said that, they're like, wow, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right. First off, I know I'm right on that part, because what I just showed is everyone's saying they're committed, but they're not committed. When I talk about, like, if you go back and listen to the earlier podcast that we put out, it's like, leave no stone unturned. And that means literally, will you work for 8 hours on a business plan? I'll tell you, no, you won't. Hence why you guys aren't moving forward. But Jacob, that's a lot. Yes, that's what it takes to get in this industry. You have to be committed. You're going up against a bunch of people that want this job. And you think by putting in 2 hours worth of work that you should deserve this job because you want to be in med device sales. Nobody cares what you want. They want to see what you do, because I can sit here and tell you those same people are the same people who told me, Jacob, I work hard. And then when I actually told them about that, they're like, oh, I actually don't work that hard. Right? Because when I'm like, oh, do you work like it's worth $400,000? They're like, oh no, I actually don't even do anything close to that. And then I'm like, okay, great. Right? The reason I'm telling you all that, talk is cheap. Everyone says they work hard. I've lived this enough. I get on enough calls every single week. Most of you don't work hard. Everyone says they work hard. Most don't. Because again, talk is cheap. Again, I'll just say it one more time, because I've done this for the last almost 4 years. And the fact of everyone tells me, Jacob, I'm going to break in. You just wait. You're here for me. I'm going to message you when I break back in. You just wait for me. Great. Sounds good. Can't wait. I can promise you I've gotten less than 1% of those people to ever message me back because they actually broke in. Less than 1%. Because it's hard. You got to do the work. And then it leads me to the most important last part. Number 5, biggest common mistake I see in going through the interview process is not knowing the process. So how the heck are you supposed to win it if you don't know what you're doing? Welcome to the world of, right, you've never rode a bike before. You're going to fall down a lot of times. And then eventually you're going to learn how to ride the bike, and you're not going to stumble as much. And then eventually you'll be able to ride the bike and maybe do no hands. The reason I'm saying this is, this is never a bad thing to you all. Like, this is never a bad thing for everybody that's going through this process, for the fact of, how are you supposed to know how to go through it? You've never done it. That's okay, right? But what I can sit here and tell you, that's exactly why we do what we do, is we've done it. We've helped over 1,500 other people do it. Like, it's not a guessing game. And so the reason I'm telling you guys that is, again, when you don't know the difference between interview 1, 3, 5, and 7, like I've said a million times, if you don't know the difference between those interview processes, how are you supposed to win them? And I'll tell you, let me just draw it out for you guys, because I say this all the time on our podcast, is all we do is save you a lot of time and a lot of money, right? But let me explain what I mean by that, because everyone's like, yeah, I don't know. I think I can just figure it out. Let me tell you how we save you a lot of time and money, because why did I make what we've made? Because I had to go through 14 interview processes. I had to get to the final and then lose and then go through it all again and get ghosted and had to go through it all and bam, 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 which just extends it every single time. Because most of you will do is, I tell you not to do it. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket, but you're like, oh, I'm doing a lot and I didn't want to put too much that I could chew. So I'm going to only focus on this one interview process. You're going to go through 3 interviews, then you're going to lose it. And guess what? That took 4 weeks. Okay, so now you're 4 weeks in. You lost that interview process. Now you have to go back to the drawing board. Now you have to go reach out to even more people. You have to network to more people, and you have to continue to do that. Okay, now a couple weeks go by. Let's say it's another 3 weeks. Now you're 7 weeks in, and now, oh my gosh, you got another interview process. Oh, great. It's going well. You made it back to your third round, and you lost again. Oh, dang it. It's another interview process. And then you just continue to do that, and then you learn every single time. Now, maybe the next one, you get past the third round, you get to the fourth round, but you've never done a fourth round before. So then you lose that one, and then you have to do it all again. And now you can see why it takes most people 6, 12 to 24 plus months to break into this industry when they don't know what they're doing, because you have to figure it out. The thing I always just tell you guys, again, we've had Chelsea break in 3.5 weeks. Congratulations, Chelsea, with Striker. The reason I'm telling you guys that is because when you know the process, you're not doing it. So again, going back to everything we've talked about, Alex Hormozi, I absolutely love him. And let's just say this. He says, if you're trying to make $1 million a year, every year you're not making it, you're losing that much money, right? So the reason I tell you all that is because, again, our average person in 2023 was coming in at $94,478. So just round up, and it's almost $8,000. Every month you're not making $8,000, you're losing $8,000. That's how you have to think about it, because people will be like, oh, Jacob, I'm going to go do it. And like we've talked about, if you guys are like, oh, I'm going to just figure out on my own, that's it. Love that for you. Go do it. But what the common message I get is, hey, Jacob, I finally broke in. It only took me 13 months and I came in at 65K. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And then we talk about our students who are like, yeah, they broke in 3 weeks at $90,000, right? Again, our average is 94, but not everyone comes in there. We have some below that and we have some above that. But like, we have people who broke in 3 weeks at $90,000. And I'm like, great. You just spent another year of your life. You make $25,000 less. And guess what's the difference? That person knows what to do now that they're going into the industry. Compared to now, the common question I'm getting asked is, so what do I do? And now all you're doing is taking more time. And then this is what I can just sit here and tell you guys. It's why we do what we do. The people on our team, the reason we don't just accept anybody, we only have high performers on our team. Top 10 performers, future president club winners, That's who we have on our team. So guess what? We're able to go through the process and we can give you guidance on, oh, this is what I would do. This is how I've done it. This is my experience, right? All those conversations compared to, I'm going to go figure it out and hopefully Jeff, who I'm learning from, is great. And again, guys, I hope Jeff's awesome. But doing this in any industry, usually there's 20% of the people who are doing the top percentage and 80% that are just in there. Again, if this is what I can always just say here and tell you. If you're just trying to come in, be average and do your thing, that's amazing. But it's also why they're not a good fit for our program. That's not us. That's not who we work with. You don't want to be average if you're trying to crush it in this industry. So all you just learn about is how to do it the correct way, right? And so again, just going back into, you guys can go do it on your own, and you guys can also just go and network with people. Again, this is why I put all the free stuff out here for you all. Go network with more people. Go get on more calls and hopefully it all works out. But what I can sit here and tell you is all you're going to do is you're hoping that you're getting on a call with somebody who actually knows what they're doing. Some may not, right? And now you're going to take their advice. But this is what then the last comment I get from everybody is, Jacob, I talked to 10 different people and 10 different people all gave me different advice. Which ones do I do? I'm like, yeah, that can be confusing, right? Which ones are the top performers? How do we know they're top performers, right? Like all the conversations. So what I would just sit here and tell you guys is to do your research, but again, not knowing the interview process, which again, there's nothing wrong with not knowing that because you guys have never done it, but it's when you have the opportunity. Again, we even have just a simple guide to break into medical device sales. It's an ebook. It's linked down below. Like something that just gives you a little more clarification on what to do compared to what I see most people doing is they're just trying to figure it out on their own. They're calling different people and they're trying to talk to people. Maybe they have performed, maybe they haven't. And so that's the common mistakes that I see in medical device sales is when people are just, again, not coming prepared. They're not really hardworking. They're not fully committed. They're trying to figure it out all on their own. They don't understand what the actual process is. And they just keep thinking that it's a normal interview process. If you guys actually come in and just take the advice that we just gave you, I can guarantee that I will get some messages of people being like, wow, I did this and it's helped me progress further than I was before. Because again, if you just take the interview process that it was $400,000 and think that way, I bet you guys prepare more than you guys have been since then. So I hope this is helpful. If you guys can, press that like and subscribe button. A 5-star review helps us grow this channel. If you really are interested in breaking into medical device sales, you can click the link below. Schedule a call. Always happy to get on a call with you, see if it's a good fit for our program and if you guys would like to be a part of it and see if we have a good fit for that. But appreciate you guys taking the time to watch this. Always hoping that this just provides value for you all. And I hope you have a great week. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.